So, is there any scriptural reference that a person who is low born is also considered to be a high born or considered to be qualified like a high born based on their qualities? Yes, definitely. The Bhagavatam and the Puranas firstly talk about the lower possibility of Brahma Bandhu. The term itself is there, and Brahma Bandhus are very clearly differentiated from Brahmanas. That they're relatives of Brahmanas, but they are not really Brahmanas themselves. So, and Brahma Bandhus are often put in the same category as the lower Varanas because it's understood that they don't have the qualifications. So otherwise, how would you decide that somebody is a Brahma Bandhu? Isn't it? Because they clearly are born in the Brahminical family. So the category of Brahma Bandhu itself, first of all, points to that downward slide. Somebody may be born in the Brahmana family, but that person doesn't have Brahmana qualifications. So there's clearly something more than birth implied as a qualification when somebody is called as a Brahma Bandhu. So that means the birth in a Brahminical family is acknowledged through the use of the word Bandhu, Brahma Bandhu. But the lack of Brahminical qualification is pointed out by putting them in a category different from Brahmanas. Now, as far as from the lower to above, there is a Chandogya Upanishad, there is the famous example of Gautam Rishi. You know, he gets a young man comes to him and tells him that he asks him, you know, he wants to take education from him. So he asks this young boy, "Who are your parents? Who's your father?" And he says, "My mother was a maid servant, so she has known many men. So I don't know who my father is." So when on hearing this, Gautam Rishi says that actually you are, because you are truthful and truthfulness is a characteristic of Brahmana, therefore you are a Brahmana. I'll accept you as my student. And he gives him education. So that is one example. Apart from that, if we see the Puranas themselves, Suta Goswami is the primary narrator of the Puranas. And Suta Goswami's birth is not considered exactly perfect. It is a pretty low birth where the his father, Romaharshin Suta, is married to a person who is not a Brahmani. I think she's a Kshatrani, Kshatriyani or a Vaishya. And so that is not considered to be really a very proper birth. You know, a Brahmana's husband, a Brahmana father, Brahmana mother, they both together give a Brahmana child. But in spite of that disqualification, Suta Goswami is considered as a authoritative enough to narrate even to great sages like Shaunaka and others. And especially in the bhakti tradition, if we see, it's filled with saints who were from lower tradition, lower rungs of society. Whether it be Haridas Thakur in our tradition, or whether it be many others, Tukaram Maharaj himself in Maharashtra was there. He was also not from a Brahminical caste. So the bhakti tradition offers a lot of examples, and broadly that means birth was considered a valid criteria for as a starting point, but there's always a possibility that despite having a proper birth, people may not become elevated, and that possibility was acknowledged through the having them Brahma Bandhus. And the bhakt so whenever there is any system of social organization, social classification, it's always possible that there will be concentration of power in the hands of some people, and that can lead to discrimination. And that's what happened in the case of the Vedic culture. You know, the Brahmanas did start claiming privileges based on their own high birth, and they started denying privileges to the low birth simply to the low one simply because of their low birth, without considering their qualifications at all. Then it became discriminatory, and we could see from the same Vedic culture, which originally had classification by qualification, which later on became classification by birth. So from that same Vedic system, from one high level, there was degeneration. But from within that same tradition which degenerated, there was also another wave that was of regeneration. So the regeneration was what the bhakti tradition. So where the Bhakti tradition very strongly emphasizes that it is one's devotion to the absolute that matters far more than one's birth. And so there are a few examples in the Vedic literature. I give two examples of Sutta Goswami, Gautama Rishi student, and then there are many examples of Bhakti saints who are from lower births, but they are considered very exalted because of their devotion. Does that answer your question?